they gonna take that?
Well, they like roads and water bill, roads and water bill.
Well, it gets to be kind of a sort of chicken game here Tuesday night, because you've got them midnight Tuesday to veto it, in any event. And if they don't have a time certain in their adjournment, then they're gonna, by their resolution.
Only reason that I have John want to veto the water bill after they're gone, I mean, I don't believe it, is basically because the good of the country requires.
Well.
So therefore, I think I've got to wait.
Alright.
Otherwise, I would soon have them override it on the issue, they go, I'm not concerned, but.
Well, folks, they're sitting up there.
Next year.
They're sitting up there at 9:00 Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be corporal's guard. And so you send them the veto at 9:00 Tuesday night. What are they gonna do? They can't override you, they've got a quorum. And they're, by their resolution, they automatically, expire as a congressman.
No, they don't hold it. I know that that's a quorum to adjourn on the HR one, I know what all the political advice is assigned, but I cannot sign a bill which doubles payroll taxes and adds $800 million to the budget. No matter how popular it is, I'm just not gonna do it. Not for the old woke chucker. Agreed, absolutely. I'm gonna do it now. I after having drawn the sword on this bill last week, I told John this morning. I said, God, now that I can't draw the sword and say that I'm gonna fight for against tax increases, fight against spending, and then sign this. I've signed 2 or 3 already that I shouldn't have probably. But, you know, that one George Shultz was a
wild one.
Oh Christ, that was the one the other day for Shultz
contract suit. KP.
I know what it was. You're gonna do that, that bills, you can't lose by your end of my work. Well, what do you think, John?
Well, if this happens, I think
so now,
you win.
Right.
Oh, sure, of course. Right. You win, in the sense that you'll have, in effect, a pocket veto if they, in fact, pass this resolution the way Bill says. The thing I'm afraid of is that they'll simply adjourn until Tuesday without passing a sanitized resolution. They'd be in a position then of going in 3-day jumps.
They never get a quorum. Never get a quorum. They're through, John. I know.
Don't you think they'll come back to override on the
one? No. Listen, John, these guys have all got engagements.
Well, I appreciate that, but. The mayors and the governors have got the wind up on this water bill, and everybody is under pressure. Everybody's getting calls. Everybody's getting mail. We're doing a lot of it. We're getting from industry. Heavy industry support for this bill.
Oh, you mean they want to sell us out?
Well, no. Outfits, pulp companies, and outfits like that, who have gotten what they want in there in the House version. I just wonder if they couldn't get a quorum back.
Well, they'll sit around for 3 days doing nothing. I just don't think so. I can scatter around. In fact,
you can't control
them. You know, there's less than 70 senators there right now, and we've got to fix stuff up. And they're blowing away.
Okay.
If we're going.
Well, I don't see we have anything to lose by just sitting and sweating it out until Tuesday.
Well, if we get them out tomorrow, we're better. For other reasons. Because there'd be some more garbage.
I don't see anything wrong with going up and telling these fellows that HR
was. Tell them, you can tell Wally. And John, say, look, fellows, the president cannot sign this bill. Don't clean it up. And take it and get the hell out of here. Okay? You tell them. All right, that's all right to you, John.
Yes, sir. Sure. No, we're telling them that there's a legal question, that we're still trying to determine the effect of Muskie's letter. It's an open question. Still up there. Jerry Ford's battering us. Les Aarons wants it signed.
Howard
Payne calling us. And I haven't heard from him.
Well,
Peter
Donovan.
He'll
be all right now.
But I don't think that this is a ploy to be here on the water bill. I think they sincerely want to clean that. HR one up, you got to report.
Chuck Hoover signed the water bill.
No, sir.
But it was a discretionary. preserve the credibility of what is a better position, which is no increase in taxes.
Well, anyway, whatever it is, you've got to, that's the purpose of the job. You've got to lose something like this on this. We're going to lose something too as much. Sorry, Richard Dolan, I'm for the water. But that's the message. I'm for it, but I'm not for $24 billion tax increase. And that's what's involved here. No way you can get that money any other way. Over 3 years.
A lot of it you don't buy anything with. It was to pay for all of the water projects between 1960 and 1967.
That's shocking, goddamn. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah. These are natural interests. Would you like to put
approves of the rest of the buy. Serious condition of labor is not serious. The neck wounds are treated seriously. May result in permanent paralysis of the lower torso on one side. So these kids are something. This kid is engaged to be married in 1 month. So it is a dangerous business. I'm not questioning about that.
Well, this prison thing here is a bad thing.
Well, is the prison bad enough?
Yeah,
well, they like that.
It's a bad idea.
It's a bad deal. And I tell you, after the election, I don't want to call any attention to any White House. I kept the raps on it. But after the election, I think it'd be a good idea to hail America here and get rid of this guy who's a permissive guy.
Is that the problem?
Well, it's part of the problem. Part of the problem is money. It's an old building. The guards are not.
Like we found the White House.
High quality.
Yeah, it's a situation that's permitted to, you know.
Let me say one thing. Speaking of all the money we ought to spend, I know that. I know it's terribly costly, but I think we've got to get into prison reform.
We're in it.
Well, I know we are.
Remember,
I read that piece about it. I told you about it. Yeah, but I remember you told me at the time it was just too expensive.
Well,
we are. We've got the president's 10-year prison reform program. And it's pretty damn good program. Pathologists around the country have praised it and all that.
You know, I know a lot of people may not care about it, but there's some things, one of the things that next time around we survive it, that line. We've got to do some good things.
Sure,
we want to do some good things. I like to get those damn prison guys in here. You know, it is a shame to think of the people that are in prison. And incidentally, actor, et cetera. I want to visit prison. I'm going to go in. I think it's a good thing to do.
I want to talk to him. Crowe has got a damn good program.
Right.
And if he's the one that he
went to Williamsburg.
Down
to came after that.
And you've been complimented.
You see, going into a prison,
you sure, because you know there are hundreds of thousands of families here that have got kids.
Yep.
Well, half of them are black, but they got kids. They're just kids in those prisons.
I'm not so sure you've ever been through. Been through San Quentin?
No, I went through the Bell Hall.
As a candidate for the Senate,
man.
I went as a candidate on the Senate.
You know, it's sort of a strange thing to go through there. These guys stand around.
You know, so you're closing them?
They're closing them all.
That's San Quentin,
yeah. I tell you, there's some good prison farm type prisons in California. Sometime when you're in San Clemente.
Yeah.
It's they've got a very good system out there. And the federal system is damn good. Almost every single federal prison.
That's prisons. I have good prisons, but not permissive ones.
Wow.
Your reward,
by permissive, I mean, if a guy behaves, push him along. There's something we might do here, and that is to put the D.C. prisons into the federal system.
Right.
Immediate upgrade.
What are we doing now?
And put in, federal trained guys.
What does it now?
Well, let me find out what the...
I mean,
destroying the post right now.
Let me talk.
The idea is a beautiful idea. I give a star an exclusive, and you call them in and say this is exclusive to the star, get Horner in, and say to the president, and then go back into what is it? It's when you're on the way to Williamsburg, you're talking about the LA. So we got to do something about prison. We have this thing going. He's looked at this situation, been thinking about it a lot. We had this is what we thought of. This thing brings it to a head. He has directed that we bring that the domestic council or whatever it is, the Department of Justice, the recommendation for bringing the D.C. prison into the federal system.
Sure.
How about it?
Sure. Prisons.
Look into it.
Yeah, let me talk to Bud. There may be something wrong with it. Let me find out.
But you see, that's